Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime of the show, folks. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours, and I'm having a good old time. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy night so far, and we're going to keep it that way. We've been able to talk about LeBron James and his climb up the all-time leading score, record, or whatever the hell you want to call it. He's getting ready to jump Kareem. I'll give you the exact numbers momentarily. I gave you an update on the NBA All-Star Reserves. There's no Trae Young, no Harden, no De'Aaron Fox. Hard knock life. We talked about Nick Sirianni. This man ain't getting no respect. You got to give him some type of respect for going to the Super Bowl. You don't got to be Vince Lombardi, but cut him a break. And then, you know, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. He had a brief statement about where he won't be playing football. And then I want to talk to you about officiating in sports. It's sad, but what else is new? People complain about officiating. It's just over the past week, we've seen LeBron James lose his mind. We have seen the Bengals lose their minds. We got people upset at refs all over the place. And so I want to spend some time talking about that as well. Before I do that, here's the LeBron James update. Tonight in Indianapolis, the Lakers beat the Pacers 112-111. The score should be higher than that, but Patrick Beverley, he missed two free throws at the end of the game. I wonder if he's been cut yet. Not yet. And LeBron James, he scored 26 points tonight in the victory. He is now 63 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And so LeBron James, he spoke to the media after the game, and he said, hey, I'm getting closer. This is what the win means.
It's one of the greatest records in sport in general. I think it's up there with the home run record, you know, in baseball. It's just one of those records that you just don't ever see or think that would be broken, you know, and then you end up seeing guys, you know, you had Hank Aaron that had it for so long, and you see the guys, the likes of like Sammy and Mark McGwire and those guys, you know, start climbing that. It was like, oh, man, this thing can really happen, you know, and you start really watching it and paying attention to it, and you seeing Sammy and Mark McGwire go to the go up the bat, and you like, they got a chance to knock it out every single time, you know, and it was a fun for me as a sports person. It was fun watching those guys just go up the bat and chase it. So, I mean, I grew up being a historian of all sports and understanding, you know, that I don't have the number like planted in my head, the actual real number. I know it's 38 something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Does LeBron James like baseball? He started talking about, oh, it's like the home run record. Yeah, when, Hank Aaron and then, Sammy Sosa. He didn't even mention the name Barry Bonds. You know, we're mixing up the single season home run record. And the all-time home run leader, who's Barry Bonds. And Barry Bonds had a little bit of help getting there. Just a little bit. But anyway, LeBron James will be in action, maybe, possibly, I assume he will, on Saturday against the Pelicans, maybe. And then on Tuesday, the Lakers will be back at home as they host Oklahoma City. And then next week, Thursday, they're going to host the Milwaukee Bucks. And so LeBron James has a chance and an opportunity to say, I don't know, here's 20, 20, 20, here's 30 and 30, here's 40 and 20. We have no idea. I believe he's going to break this record at home. This man is not scoring 63 points in New Orleans. That ain't happening. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I was having a conversation with a gentleman by the name of Ron. Ron is calling from right here with me in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was telling me about comments that he made about the possibility of Lamar Jackson to the Falcons, not only this year, or excuse me, last year, but this year as well. And so I guess he called to tell me that, well, what do I think, and you're wrong, and you call me crazy, and he's saying things that I know that I would never say. So once again, and now that we're not up against the break, let's see if Ron can talk. Hey, Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How you going to do me like that, JR?
I'm telling the truth.
You going to lead it in like that? No, I'm just saying. I remember you calling me crazy and telling me that, there's no way that the Baltimore Ravens would ever let that happen. And here
yes.
we are, Lamar with no contract, and every pundit, every media outlet is saying that it's between the Jets and the Falcons to pick up Lamar because he has no contract. They haven't even franchise tagged him. They haven't done anything. There's no agreement whatsoever.
Whoa, let's slow down. It's not the time to do that. And as I told you last year, and this is where things change from year to year. The only mm-hmm. thing I'll disagree with you on is you telling me that I said never. That I would have never said. If you would have asked me about Lamar last year, and I've repeated this enough, because it's not just having the conversation with you. Lamar Jackson is obviously one of the most popular guys in the NFL. He's one of the most talked about. His contract situation has been a topic of conversation for quite some
right.
time. And so it's not a conversation exclusive to you. The Ravens have built their entire roster around him. They sat around mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago at the conclusion of the season and said, we don't want him to go. And I can bet you and anybody else, they don't want him to go. The difference between last year and this year is what you just said. He's now a free agent. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to leave. That doesn't mean that the Ravens don't want him because they haven't tagged him as of yet. They're going to have no choice but to attempt to tag him. And then if it gets ugly, and this is where things are right now, it's
right.
in his hands what he wants it to look like. We can all pontificate and go back and forth for the teams that would potentially trade for him. You had mentioned listening to radio shows, okay? I don't care if you're listening to all of my friends.
No. I didn't say listening.
Oh, but hold on.
I posed the same question to other radio shows, and
hold on.
Those same radio shows. Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
You splitting hairs. If you're calling a radio show, you just call and pose questions. You don't listen to them?
No, because the thing is, guess what?
Oh.
After me and you spoke that night, I didn't say anything else about it. Then all of a sudden, I started hearing other radio shows saying the same thing that I was, as you stated, pontificating to you. Okay? And now it's a strong possibility. It's a strong possibility. It's not it'll never happen. now yeah, there's a strong possibility.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
Atlanta,
because we've gone through look, another look, season. Look, yes,
look at what Arthur Blank did to try to get the quarterback that's sitting in Cleveland right now. Look at the lengths that
well,
he
well,
went
slow
through.
Down, Ron. What are we? Okay, so let me. Now that we've
now
gone through the
now you're talking about Lamar Jackson that has
well,
no
stop,
background,
Ron.
No issues,
Ron.
Get him here.
Stop, Ron. Damn. I feel like Ron is the preacher at church. He's like, hey, I'm going to be here for only 10 minutes, and he's here with you for 2 hours. Come back, Ron. Let's get to the point here.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't say nothing.
All right. I'm listening.
No, you're not. We understand. This is a new year. I think you understand that. We're in a new circumstance. What is your point right now? What is your point? Not what I say, not what you hear on the radio, not what you ask anybody on 105.7 in Baltimore, not what you ask anybody with John or my man Hugh Douglas. What are you saying?
I'm saying Atlanta go ahead and do what they did for Deshaun Watson. That effort that they put in to get Deshaun Watson, go ahead and do that for Lamar Jackson.
Okay, thank
take,
you, Ron.
Take your draft picks,
yes.
And shore up your defense.
Yes.
The offensive line is gelling. They're okay. Starting to gel.
Thank God for Lindstrom. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank
yes.
you, Ron. Is there anything else?
All I'm saying is.
I heard what you said. Is there anything else?
LJ to Atlanta.
Okay.
And I said this to you last year. You called
oh,
me,
my God.
You called me crazy. You called me crazy, man.
Wait, Ron. What I don't want to do is call you slow or stupid. What took place last
crazy.
Year
I
happened. Hold
slow.
On.
Call.
Stop. What happened last year happened last year. And if you brought what you just said up to me in regards to last year, I would have said, yes, you are crazy. And I would still say you're crazy if you believe that the Ravens would let him go. The difference is he is a free agent now. And if he wants to, quote unquote, play the bad guy and force his hand on the way out the door, he can. Let's not be overly selective here. Does that make
sure,
sense to you?
Like if he is
you were talking that whole
he,
time? That is terrible. He had no idea that he was on hold that whole time. And he was just talking to himself. It's awful.
To his, to
oh, my God. Hey, Shep, what is he doing over there?
Ron's not batting 1,000. Put it that way.
Do you think does he understand that you and I are not having a conversation?
Yeah, I think Ron, he hasn't called in a year. That's how he prefaced his call to me. I just think that he's too busy splitting hairs and no disrespect, Ron. JR's trying to get you to think big picture about Lamar Jackson and then get to your point, not about what someone else said, because that's irrelevant to us.
JR, you said that Lamar Jackson will never go to Atlanta.
And
I called you a year ago. You called me crazy.
Right. And Ron, the big takeaway is, and JR is 100% right about this, you in this industry, you never want to find yourself saying the word never, because this is an industry of the inevitable
change.
Sometimes not happening. Yeah.
Yeah, things change. I'd be a complete dumbass. Hey, man, I've been talking about sports for almost 15 years, man. I ain't never said never about nothing. I wonder if he's still talking. He's slowed down now. Hey, Shep, now we're both going to get yelled at. Prepare yourself.
No. Ron's a lover, not a fighter.
No, here he is.
Well, like, for real, I care about everybody, man. Like,
what?
My thing is, like, I can see.
Shep.
Yes, sir. Well, he had a little softer tone that time. He wasn't coming
but
on.
He wasn't swimming hard down the stream that time. I said nobody could hear him.
Right, but I don't think Ron. Listen, Ron hasn't been on in a year. He's not mincing words here. He's not going to waste a second of airtime.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Me and you don't say nothing.
Okay.
Here's Ron.
Okay.
Hey, silence is not good for the radio, Ron.
I'm trying to figure out what. Okay, so here's the thing. Lamar Jackson to Atlanta is going to happen. Okay. I believe that Arthur Blank is going to do what he has to do to get Lamar here, because he did what he had to do to try to get the Deshaun Watson here. Okay?
Yep.
The man has the money.
I get it, Ron. I understand.
And that's all I'm saying.
All right. I agree with you. I mean, if he was going to pay for the pervert, then why not pay for the guy who's not one? Okay,
exactly.
I get it.
Exactly. Who has no blemishes on his record.
Right. Well, thank you, Ron. I agree. I'll talk to you in a year. A year, right? A year?
Hey, Ron, don't wait. Don't run. You bring some good insight to the table. You just sometimes you don't listen appropriately, but don't wait a year next time, man. Call back sooner, okay?
All right, I'll do my best.
All right, thank you, Ron. Uh-oh, he had more to say. Well, that took us, I don't know, 20 minutes? 25 minutes?
You know, it's funny, JR. Lamar Jackson, you ain't kidding, man. He might be the most dissected NFL player on your show. And God knows, your fans spend enough time talking about Tom Brady,
God.
Aaron Rodgers, but they love themselves some Lamar Jackson discussion.
I think I talk about, if I say Lamar's name, it's
right.
Like... It's like saying, remember they said Mufasa's name in The Lion King?
Sure.
And you say Mufasa, everybody starts shaking. It's like Lamar Jackson.
Who's Scar on the show? Is there a Scar?
Scar.
It's not Ron.
Who?
No, is there a Scar on the show? Because when you think of Mufasa, you think of the antithesis. You think of the rival. You think of the foe. You think of Scar.
Are you applying Lion King characters to the callers?
Yeah, in sports, there's a good guy and a bad guy.
Oh, in sports, not the callers, but
right.
to sports.
Right.
Scar?
Is there a Scar, yeah, that everyone hates? Or maybe Grayson Allen. Maybe that's Scar.
Nah, nobody cares enough about him.
Fair enough.
Scar is a main character. He's the main antagonist.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen would be, he'd be a background character somewhere.
You know the voice of the original Simba is the guy who played Ferris Bueller?
I thought it was Macaulay Culkin. I don't know.
Well, he was obviously in Home Alone. And he was in The Pagemaster and Richie Rich, but he was not the voice of The Lion King. That was actually Matthew Broderick.
Oh, yes. Yeah, now that, yeah. Well, I didn't think too much about that.
That's fair.
It's been a long time since I've seen The Lion King or any of its... How many sequels had they made of that movie?
The answer is too many. But The Lion King is considered to be, to this day, and apologies to Snow White, Cinderella, the greatest.
Disney?
Yeah, it's the greatest Disney movie ever made. The Lion King.
The Lion King is the greatest Disney movie ever made?
Bigger than Mary Poppins, bigger than Fantasia,
Are you talking about revenue-wise or just...
No, I'm talking about in terms of, approval. You know, if you look at, Rotten Tomatoes, if you look at IMDb, there's been no more well-received movie in the history of Disney than The Lion King. The original.
I'm not a... Listen, I didn't write the Disney biography here, but...
Thank God, because he had some thoughts, and they weren't all positive. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. I'm going to think about that one. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've gone from Lamar Jackson to the Lion King. Yeah, we cover all the bases here. We're going to talk about poor officiating as well. It's the JR Sport Reef Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I'm a big fan. I like what you do, man. I enjoy your show. You be on point, brother. You doing the thing, man. Just wanted to commend you about that.
Hey, JR, I love your show, man. I really appreciate what you're doing. You like the Webster of sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The dictionary? I'm fine with that. I'll be that. I know a whole lot of nothing about nothing, but here I am. Anyway, someone who I believe to be in the same category is playing golf at an AT&T Pro-Am right now out at Pebble Beach. And his name is Aaron Rodgers. He also happens to be hanging out with someone who he was apart from for a year, and that man's name is Davante Adams. Davante Adams has made it very clear that he is he's expecting and wanting to play with Aaron Rodgers again next season in Las Vegas. Because we know Derek Carr, he's on his way. Well, he's not on his way out the door. It's just a matter of where he plays next. And if he gets cut by the Raiders, if he is to be traded by some loser-ass team that believes that Derek Carr is worth an investment, I don't think he is. But then Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's been doing a whole lot of talking. Like, he knows he ain't long to be here in Green Bay. And that time is probably running out today. The CBS Sports Network, he was out there at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, as I was telling you. It's real loose. It's light. Celebrities out there just playing golf. And Aaron Rodgers was asked, right before he was getting ready to tee off, he was asked about his future. And after the question, he gave a simple response. Listen to this.
Aaron.
Hi, Cole.
Got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
Oh, that was cute. We don't know where he's going. I mean, he's so open. He talks about everything so much. It seems like a foregone conclusion he ain't staying in Green Bay. Highly unlikely the way he's joking. I mean, he was on Pat McAfee earlier this week, and he said he hasn't spoken to anybody with the Packers since the season ended about his future. And he says, I know they're worrying about it internally.
Sounds like there's already conversations going on that aren't involving me, which are interesting. You know, honestly, I've been insulated to a lot of that. So I'm not a part of those conversations right now. When I make up my mind one way or another, then you guys and Packers, not in that order, but and everybody else will know at some point.
At some point. Shep, who tells us first? Does Aaron Rodgers tell us? Does Schefter, like how do we find out? How do we find out when Aaron Rodgers finally decides what the hell he wants to do? Who tells us?
It's probably going to be a Schefter or Rappaport tweet. Yeah,
and then he'll get on like the podcast with McAfee and tell everybody that they don't know what they're doing, right?
Pretty much, and he's the smartest guy in the room. This is old news with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I can't wait for next week's episode of Aaron Rodgers Tells Us Something Interesting. 855-212-4CBS. Dietrich is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR? I like your show. I just want to say what I want to say, and then I want to hear your comment. But I was at the Cavs game tonight, and, you know, they had a little scrum in the game. Mm-hmm. So after the game, you know, you hear people talking when you're walking back to your car. People saying, oh, they shouldn't be fighting, and we got kids here, and they should hold their composure. And I'm thinking, like, man, don't you take your kids to a hockey game? And you disappointed if they don't fight. So what they should do, put them in a penalty box or something? I mean, that you can't have it both ways. I don't understand that. Why is it acceptable in one sport, but then not in the other? And you take them and you let your kids go see a UFC fight, a boxing match. Should we start rating the games, football, baseball, and basketball, E for everyone, and the other sport, hockey and boxing, rated R? That's
well, let
all
me
I
ask
got
you,
to say,
you,
man.
I'm gonna respond to that. There were really people walking. Are these people folks who were near the action, or were these people like up in the nosebleeds complaining about the fight tonight?
I don't know where they were. I wasn't by the action, but I was like close.
Okay.
But still, I mean, I don't know where they were at, but I'm still, it's like, it's stuff like that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'll give you a response, Dietrich. Thank you so much for calling from Cleveland. Yeah. Well, I've been to my share of boxing events and boxing matches. I've also been to my share of UFC events. I'll see more younger people, and when I say young, I mean sub-teenager. I've seen more kids at UFC fights. I haven't really seen kids at boxing matches. And maybe it's just me. I don't remember seeing kids at boxing. What's the difference between fighting in any sport. Okay, and in hockey, this is what I've heard, and I believe part of it to be true. You can't have the guys. They got weapons out there, right? They got sticks. They can't be out there whooping each other's asses with sticks. They can't do that. And so they let them drop the sticks, and they let them burn off steam, and then they punch each other, and then they get in the penalty box. That's my understanding. In basketball, I don't think you want these dudes brawling because there is no there's no line of demarcation to stop these dudes from falling into the stands, from having a riot. We have seen the malice at the palace. And, okay, one idiot decides to go out there and throw a beer at Ron Artest, and then he paid for it, and a bunch of other guys paid for it. A lot of people paid for it. But I think that's one of the key reasons why they do not want anybody fighting on a basketball court. Because more often than not, it can end up directly in the stands. I remember the malice at the palace. There was a New York Knicks game at Madison Square Garden, I don't know, 10 plus years ago, maybe give or take. You had Carmelo Anthony, before he was a Knick, just throwing hands with Marty Collins and Nate Robinson. And they're fighting under the basket into the fans. I don't think anybody wants to see that. People, when it comes down to raising their kids, raise your own damn kids. Like everything that happens outside of your four walls, you should have prepared them for what they're going to see. And they should have a general cursory understanding of what they want to see. Don't let the NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL raise your kids. You do it. 855-212-4CBS. Nuno is calling from in his car. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Yes, Nuno, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man? I've been listening to your show a lot, driving late to rehearsals. I'm a musician, but I'm also a big sports fan out here. I'm from Boston originally, but I live out in L.A. now. And I wanted to call in. You were talking about – you were going to be talking about referees and how everybody's always been frustrated. It's like every season there's always some really iconic bad calls that – change sports history, whether it's teams that go to the Super Bowl or even at the Super Bowl or regular season. And by the way, I just want to tell you, I'm actually performing today. I'm performing at the Super Bowl with Rihanna this year, the guitar player. I'll be there. That's the rehearsals I've been going to. But I just wanted to tell you, man, one of the things I always think about common sense. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, Celtics, Bruins, Patriots. I'm from New England originally. And I always I also watch European football, right? Soccer. I'm Portuguese. I'm an immigrant from Portugal as well. And one of the things that's always impressed me on the refereeing side is the Premier League. And one of the reasons I bring that up in the soccer, when you watch those games, there is not one room for error. That nobody. They have referees. They have obviously a referee. They have linesmen. And any time, but they have a VAR, which is not replay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have people in the booth, like guys, referees, like actual referees, not replay guys, proper referees in the booth that help because the game is so fast. Like football has become – I feel bad for referees, human referees, because the game, it's not like the 50s, 60s, or 70s where the game was slow. It's become so fast and it's hard for these guys to catch everything. So what they do is they don't. There's no throwing flags to see a replay. You don't lose timeouts. What they do is if the VAR ref see something that's going to change the outcome of the game, something that's really that the refs might have missed.
They have technology upstairs and they get it right. They do the same thing in
tennis. They chime into the earpiece of the ref and they said, you might want to take a look at this. He goes to the side and 10 times out of 10, they get it right. If it's a handball, if it's a penalty kick, and the fans love it because there's no excuses. It should have been this, we could have been this, and it's really clever and it's really done right. And it doesn't slow the game down. It actually makes things move faster, and I don't know.
Of technology being used here the same in the United States of America.
Yeah, I think technology, but run by a human that makes that call upstairs.
I don't disagree with you. I've been saying that for a long time. The NFL has the technology for a lot of things. I mean, if you think about how the NFL measures yardage with a stick and a chain.
Let's
come to earth here. So we're going to talk about that. But Nuno, you're playing with Rihanna. They don't got you under an NDA?
Oh yeah, I'm not telling anything about the show or the set list or all that.
You can. We don't know who the hell you are. Tell us about the show with Rihanna.
No, man. I'm actually a guitar player. I'm in a band called Extreme out of Boston. We've had hits back in the 1900s, back in the day in the 90s. A song called More Than Words and some other stuff you may have known, maybe not. But I've been guitarist for Rihanna for about, you know, 6-7 years off and on her tours, and
nice.
And you know, I'm blessed to actually be playing the Super Bowl. I'm a massive football fan, and it's a great bucket list and an honor to be performing. You know,
I hope she plays that Whips and Chains song. Okay, Nuno,
I'll tell her.
Take care and good luck. All right.
Thanks, Jeremy. See you, man. Bye bye.
Thank you, Nuno, the guitarist who will be playing for Rihanna at the Super Bowl. Yo, that song is it SOS? No, that's not SOS. Something I don't want to be bad, but something, I'm good at it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but whips and chains excite me. I don't know the name of that song, but I'm going to Google it in a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to the bad, terrible officiating on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, what happened? Did we end up at Rihanna's, we at Rihanna's halftime show? Is this what this is? This is SOS, right? This is SOS, Shep, right?
You would be correct.
This isn't the... What is the Whips and Chains song? Oh, my God. She has a lot of great hits. She doesn't need to make a new record. She doesn't. Rihanna's amazing. She don't need to make no new music. Anyway, a big shout-out to Nuno for calling us. He's going to be playing guitar for Rihanna. And he's an accomplished guitarist himself. This guy... Nuno, what is the song, Shep? No, not this one. No, but this is the Whips and Chains one.
That would be correct. So his song is More Than Words, and it was the
number one song in America
at one point.
Wait, my brain can't handle two songs at one time. What is the name of this Rihanna Whips and Chains song?
Yeah, Nuno's, and it was by the...
No, the one that you just played.
Yeah, no, that was the song you were referring to before Nuno's song, yes.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
Name is the Chains. I just had it. It is.
And Whips and Chains excite me. Come on.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
I just had it. I got rid of it. Okay. It's called S&M.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Say no more. Okay. Okay. It's called the name of the song. Okay. It makes plenty of sense.
Yep.
And so now tell me about Nuno.
So Nuno, and again, I no disrespect to Nuno, I'm not too familiar with his work, and I listened more to like Nirvana than Nuno, but More Than Words was the number one song in all of America in the early 90s, and it was by the group, the two-man band Extreme.
Yo, shout outs to Nuno.
Yeah, he was, and you know what? He sounded young on the phone. I didn't realize he's nearly 60.
Whoa, you being disrespectful of Nuno?
No, I'm saying he sounds fantastic. I thought he was like our age.
Whoa. Take it easy on Nuno.
No, I'm not trying to insult Nuno. I'm being
Nuno,
complimentary.
Nuno's going to be busy. Oh, matter of fact, I'm going to be out in Arizona in a few days.
Right.
Hey, Nuno, I'll see you in Arizona.
He was really... Sorry.
After the Super Bowl, Nuno, come back on and tell us about the show, man.
You know, that's really cool. We had Jared Payton, who's a big fan of yours, the son of the late great, and I don't say that lightly, Walter Payton calling in a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
And then Nuno calling in, and his claim to fame, at least in terms of just trying to get on the show, was, hey, by the way, I'm playing at the Super Bowl halftime performance with Rihanna. If I'm Nuno, and most people would say this if they're Nuno, he had the number one song in the country. And he didn't even bring that up. Good for him, man. That's how you know you're good, when you don't need to tell people how great you are in your respective industry.
Well, that's true. When you got to run around telling everybody that you're the you-know-what, then you probably You might be, but you probably suck. Probably a piece of trash human.
Giants could learn a lot from Nuno, by the way.
New York Giants, some guys ain't accomplished a damn thing. Speaking of accomplishments and somebody who's good, Giannis Antetokounmpo just scored 54 points. Like it's nothing. Because he's Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he's good, and he's a pretty nice guy himself. What was the final score here? Why stupid stupid music keeps popping up?
106-105?
Yeah, we're talking about Rihanna and all of
this. Yeah, yeah. You know, now, it's funny. They fouled him at the end, and they didn't give him the foul shots because there was 0.2 seconds left on the clock. He would have potentially had his career high.
Yeah, Giannis ain't hitting no free throws, no way.
Well,
Giannis finished with 54 points, 19 rebounds. Well, tonight he was good. 10 of 15 from the free throw line. That's good for him. He was 2 of 8 from downtown. Giannis, surprisingly, didn't have a block. And the next highest scorer was Chris Middleton off the bench with 16 points. Oh, my God. Kawhi Leonard played basketball. Had a bad game. 17 points. 7 of 26 shooting. Ouch. Paul George, 16 points. 6 of 16. Ouch. Giannis just doing what he wants. 54 points. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I thought Kareem's record would hold up. One thing about LeBron that he has over Mike, conditioning. And he's a much better player in his later years. And he played less games than Kareem, and he's going to break this record. An amazing thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
What day do you think he does it? Is it going to take is it going to take him 3 games, or is he going to do this in 2?
What does he have left?
He has 3 games. He
has how many points to go?
63 points.
I'd say 3 games.
Okay.
You know?
We know he can do it in 2, but I think
Playing team ball.
Yeah. He's been playing team ball, and he's been, like tonight, Anthony Davis had 31 points. If LeBron wanted to, he could be like, I'll get you 40 tonight if he wants to.
Right.
We'll see.
And J.R., yes. Some of the toughest guys and forces that I saw in my lifetime. One was Maurice Lucas. He played with Walton in Portland and Val McGuire at Marquette. And the other one was Wilt. Both of those guys they were powerful men. Wilt, he could handle Gus Johnson. Those two guys, and Maurice Lucas handled Artis Gilmore and Daryl Dawkins.
Are you bringing up enforcers because we need somebody punched in the mouth today?
No, you were talking about that, you know, that stuff earlier. Guys, and you know, sometimes these guys talk about Kermit Washington, but then I think of Maurice Lucas, who, if it came his way, he was a tough guy, and so was Wilt. They didn't go do any crazy stuff. They were just there when needed.
Well, we don't have any enforcers in the NBA right now. There's zero. These guys get to pushing and shoving and hugging to the floor.
Yeah.
Sucks. I wish they would fight, though. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling from Maryland.
Hi, Joe.
Appreciate you. Yeah, man, ain't nobody. They don't want to be fined. They don't want to lose money. And that's pretty much it. Like, there are some NBA players who they are not afraid to throw hands, but most of them, they're not. They don't want no problems. Greg is calling from Alabama.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
To you as well.
Hey, I was going to give you a little bit of background about Extreme because Nuno being on, and he's been playing with Rihanna for a while. But they were a heavy metal rock band, and More Than Words was the hit that, you know, made them a lot of money that got everybody sick of them. But Gary Cherone was the guy who replaced Sammy Hagar for Van Halen 3, who was the lead singer of Extreme, but it wasn't a two-man band. It was just them on the video for More Than Words. They have one of the best drummers in the world, or they did play for them as well. They were a lot heavier than More Than Words showed, so if you can go pick a couple of tunes to take music out if you wanted to and listen to some actual rock that they did besides Cheese that they did. But, yeah, he's a great guitar player.
Oh, thank you, Greg. So what are you telling me to do? What am I looking for?
Well, they did produce some cheesy songs, but some of their songs that show their musicianship. The drummer plays for a band now called Dream Theater, who is kind of like the modern Rush. So they play progressive rock and have for 20 years. He replaced another great drummer. And then Gary Cherone has been playing kind of off and on with a bunch of other people for Extreme as well. But Nuno has been a studio guitar player for the stars like Rihanna, but he's been playing with Rihanna for years now.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Greg.
So, yeah.
I'll reach out to Nuno. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can play. Y'all have a good one. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you, Greg, from Alabama, my next-door neighbor. And Nuno, people, I know Nuno's probably still listening. Nuno, people love you, man. They love you. I'll see Nuno in Phoenix. I will. Sam is here from San Jose. Go ahead, Sam, quickly.
Sam in San Jose. What's going on, JR?
I'm good, man. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, man, for all the Teddy Pendergrass haters, I'm here for you. All right, Shep, do your research. I wanted to ask you on Derek Carr, man, where do you see this guy throwing some balls at next season?
I don't know, for a losing team.
Oh, man, don't say the Atlanta Hawks now. The Atlanta Hawks.
No, he ain't coming here. Nobody wants him. Look, the Raiders got until February 15th to figure out what to do with Derek Carr. And they can either cut him, they can trade him, they can agree to trade him, but they technically can't trade him until the 15th. Derek Carr's situation is very complicated. I'll tell you this much. He's good as a quarterback. He's decent. But he ain't good enough to help anybody win. And so any place that Derek Carr goes, I'm not expecting anything different than what we saw. And, yeah, he played for the Raiders, which was pretty bad, pretty terrible. It's like every other year there's a new system, a new coach, a new offensive scheme. But he's inconsistent all by himself. If you want Derek Carr to be the quarterback for your team, be prepared to run on a treadmill to absolutely nowhere. We're going to talk about officiating and all these damn players complaining. You'll hear some of them on the other side of the break.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today.